A piece titled Aprikal, written by Belgian composer-guitarist Boris Kakher, that was performed by the two-guitar and cello ensemble called Locango. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. Heitor Villa-Lobos certainly ranks as one of the most important and prolific composers for guitar music in the 20th century, with a guitar concerto, a set of preludes and etudes for solo guitar. However, you may not have heard this next piece titled Introduction to the Choro for Orchestra and Guitar. Fabio Zanin is the guitarist with the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John Neschling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Introduction to the Choro by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Fabio Zanin was the guitarist with the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John Neschling. This is a piece titled A Stranger in the Home from the London Fog, scenes from Alfred Hitchcock's film The Lodger. Music composed by Joseph Williams and performed by the Texas Guitar Quartet. Thank you. The Texas Guitar Quartet performing A Stranger in the Home, The London Fog, scenes from Alfred Hitchcock's film The Lodger. That was music by Joseph Williams. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with music by John Dowland, arranged and performed by lutenist Ron McFarlane and his group Earhart from their latest CD titled Barley Moon. Ron McFarlane spoke about the CD and their approach to Dowland's music.
Really, the point of the whole album called Barley Moon is all about the intersection of the art music, the high art music, and the folk music of that time. Because Dowland and William Byrd both made arrangements of the folk music of their time and sort of lifted them up. Thank you.
Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Ron McFarlane and his group Earhart performing three pieces by John Dowland.
You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Monster.